Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I've called like 3 times today, and I don't know if I keep calling the same number because every time I call, I'm calling from like I got the number from somewhere else. The first time it was my bank account, second time it was an email, and then the third time it was a website. But I'm concerned because my husband purchased a backpack or something free truck. I don't know. It was like a free gift. He paid shipping, and then all of a sudden, $70 gets pulled out of our bank account. And I've been on the phone 3 different times today trying to figure out how to get this refunded. And they keep telling me it sounds like a scam because whoever I keep talking to keeps telling me they can't find my account, that I need to contact my bank and get a different number. I tried the email and there's no website. There's no like legitimate website, and I'm just trying to get a refund. And I never got a package in the mail or anything. I have an order number and I have my debit card number. I have my email and y'all can't seem to find my account. I got to get this sorted out.
Okay, so I can try to help you locate. Well, see, I can just try to help with you. I just go back through the steps of trying to locate an account for you and to see, if we have any luck. But first, so let me get your zip code.
75559.
So it's 75559.
Yes.
First and last name.
Patrick Savage.
And can you verify a full shipping address?
6508 Highway 82 West, DeKalb, Texas 75559.
Okay, give me one moment while I review your account. Okay, so I show here where yes, you did have our tactical bag, and that got you enrolled into the monthly membership where you were charged $67.32 monthly. Now, you're saying that you didn't receive the tactical bag? First, I just
Haven't
want to get
received.
that first. You didn't receive it?
No, I didn't receive it, and I'd like to just cancel the order altogether and just get a refund.
Okay, so now, the first I want to, because I'm showing here where it was delivered November 14th, with U.S. Postal Services at 2:32 p.m.
That was yesterday. No, I never received a package yesterday.
Okay, if I just tracked it with the Postal Services, but I would be more than happy to get it canceled out for you and then seeing what we can do about the 6732, okay?
Okay. Okay. I thought you said Nana was backing down. Okay then. I hate it for you. When I signed up and I signed the paperwork, you said you were fine with Nana doing it. So I didn't ask off.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. I have successfully went ahead and canceled you out of the, you canceled the account. I mean, you won't get any charges or any more, vouchers or gadgets from us. Now, in regards to the 6732, I would be happy to credit you a 35% refund, which would be $23.56.
Why is it partial?
It's just because I, like I said, showing where it was, I just tracked it with U.S. Postal Service. I'm showing it was delivered. And also, we sent out a $125 voucher via the email. That would have taken place 2 days after, well, on the 9th. It was going to be on the 9th because that's when it was submitted on 11, on November the 7th.
Okay, I'm not interested in a voucher. I don't intend on the website and all that. I mean, I've spent all day just trying to figure out where the website was and how to use it and all the things just so I could call somebody. And I don't plan on using your company, like, at all ever in the future. So I don't need a voucher. And I already checked my mailbox. There's nothing on my porch. I've been here all day. I'd never received a package.
Yes, ma'am. So I can just advise one. I can see what's the most. I can just take everything into consideration, and I'll see what's the most. Because typically we only do 35%, but I can see what's the most we're able to credit you back. Now I don't know. They're at least gonna advise me. At least tell you to get the tracking number. I can give you the tracking information because it's saying deliver, and reach out to your U.S. Postal Service and saying one. Because I know here they send a picture whenever it's supposed to be delivered. But just get an information, okay, what time, whoever said it was delivered, because the Postal Service said it was delivered at 2:32 p.m. So maybe they put it at the wrong location, but your address matches on file. Like I said, the 6508 West, mm-hmm. Well, 82 West, DeKalb, Texas, 75559.
And there's no picture of where they would have put it?
No, it was, I just tracked it and it said delivered on yesterday at 2:32. So let me see what's the most we're able to credit you back, and also I can provide you with the tracking number so you can reach out to the Postal Service and seeing, since they're saying it's delivered, where was it delivered, because it's not at your address that we do have on file.
Mm-hmm.
So give me one moment, let me see what's the most that they'll know that we can credit you out. Okay, so I mean, I do have great news. I just go out on a limb and I am able to credit you a 50% refund, which would be the most is $33.66.
Okay, and if I never receive the package, am I supposed to call back or something?
I mean, if in fact I give you the tracking number and you haven't, you know, you still haven't, you reached out to the Postal Service and they're saying they give you whatever information they give you, then, yeah, you're more than happy to call back in. But just with me seeing where they saying, okay, it was delivered. And, you know, of course, you're not going to use the voucher, but the voucher is still there. So the most that we're able to credit you back is going to be $33.66.
And there's no way you're going to pull from my account again. It's going to be completely canceled out.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Your account, I've canceled the account. Now we're just trying to get, you know, the refund taken care of you. But your account is canceled, so we won't do any charges. You won't get any more vouchers. You won't get any more gadgets, nothing. Your account is fully canceled out with us, so you don't have to worry about any more charges or anything from us.
Okay. Let's process that, I guess.
One second. Okay, yes, ma'am. So that refund was successful, so you will see the $33.66 crediting back onto your account. Now, that does take 3 to 5 days in order to reflect the account, but I have your confirmation number that, yes, your account is canceled out, and you're just waiting on your refund.
Okay, let me get that from you.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie, 262. 550-972.
Okay.